Little stupid ass.
Oh, yeah, so...
E pussy titties, Aru.
So, I was at the... I was telling Stavros earlier, but this now it's for the fans.
Uh-huh. Hit him with it, baby.
I was at this... they got this bodega that's Korean... That's a little, like, Korean grocery store, and it's, like, a nice place. You know, it's well-lit. It's mm-hmm. not, like, the... It's not filled with flies and dust like a normal bodega.
That's right.
They got, like... You know, cool, like, oh, if you go into a bodega and all the wraps have, like, clever names.
Yes.
So, you know, that always throws me off when you go into a bodega and, like, the...
Any thought the, has been put
right,
into
right,
it?
The wraps are named, like, the
Buffalo
the
Soldier.
The Merovingian, you know, and it's like this Matrix-inspired...
Right.
Or the Billy Joel, and then the guys working there are like, what's on the want? It's like, yeah. Who named these? I know it wasn't Muhammad.
Right.
He's barely wearing a shirt.
Oh, yes.
You know?
My man's got a dirty-ass beater
on. My Muslim friend over here. You know what I'm talking about? Muslims don't know how to name sandwiches.
My muzzo.
Yeah.
Who were we hanging out with who called someone a muzzo? Brandon?
Somebody called somebody a muzzo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Brandon.
The British guy.
The British guy.
What's that? Brandon Burns.
Brandon
right?
Burns, yeah.
Yeah, he called someone a muzzo, and you heard that, and I was like, whoa.
No, he said he's got a muzzo beard.
Muzzo beard. It sounded racist, but maybe it's just a fun thing they say over there.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, they have those beards. I don't know what's wrong.
Doesn't muzzo sound like a slur?
Sure, because it's shorter.
And it has O at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any slurs that end in O?
Dago.
That's true. That's what it was, yeah. Dago mm-hmm. sounds so good. That one, you feel nice.
Negro.
I think you can say that.
No, N-I-G-R-O. That's like how the Klan says Negro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like
that's
a southern...
That's the racist way to pronounce
they
Negro.
They put a little sting on it.
A little,
you know?
Yeah.
They'll say Negro, but then...
In front of a camera, that's how they said the N-word, basically, even in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm in this bodega, this nice Korean bodega, mm-hmm. and they're just blasting that... little stupid-ass bitch, I don't fuck with
yes,
you.
Yes, Big Sean, I don't fuck with you.
I don't fuck with you. And... it's just on way too loud, you know? And it was like, there could be families coming.
right.
I mean, we're in New York City. There's families about.
Absolutely. Everyone knows that about you, Nick. You're a family values type of guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always worried about.
Yeah. I said, what if a child heard this fucking shit?
Yes.
What if some dumb fucking cunt child heard this
black bullshit?
Yeah. Then the kid's going to want to fuck black guys. I'm tired of I dealt with that in the adult world enough. That's why I started fucking children in the first place. So I don't have to worry about getting cucked. Because being a pedophile is a white
That's
issue.
That's so good. A guy who becomes a pedophile. Yeah. He's not even attracted to
kids.
I
just got tired of my girlfriend's fucking black guys. You know, children, there's no black pedophiles, so I don't have to worry about it. Anyways, yeah, they're blasting that.
My pedophilia kicks in around age 13.
I get up to the register, and the Korean guy behind the counter is like, "This stupid ass bitch, I don't fuck with you." singing along. Anyways.
That's nice, man. Yeah. Little melting pot.
Yeah.
You know? That's the kind of anecdote you guys are going to get on this one. This is... Some might say officially the start of Cumtown Season 2, because we're back to basics, baby.
Yeah, dude. Adam's gone, and we didn't replace him.
Yeah, we just said fuck it, and we're doing it in Astoria, like the first one ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice 68 degrees in beautiful New York-ass city today, and I rode my bicycle all the way up here. My mm-hmm. bicycle, which somebody stole the pump off my bike.
What a fucking prick.
I know, it was a $15 bicycle pump.
Maybe he needed it for his cock.
Well, which you, I mean...
I don't need that. I don't have that issue anymore because I have a beautiful Hercules cock pump.
Yeah.
Which I honestly have yet to try, unfortunately. But we'll get there.
Yeah. Try it out, you know. Let the fans know. I certainly spent a lot of money on it, so I would hope you would...
appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's not going to go to waste.
At least take it out of the box.
It's already been out of the box, you know. I've already kind of looked at it, but...
Yeah, we did that at the live show.
I fucked a couple times since, and I have not used it, but... I'm off also even the weird or like gas station dick pills. I'm off everything, and I gotta say my dick is back to being like
gas station dick pills would be a great name for like a really shitty punk band.
Yeah,
like your friend's band.
Yeah.
Like oh, I gotta go see the Pills.
Mm-hmm.
The Pills are playing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The Pills are playing Jonathan's next week, and I gotta go.
All their songs are named after brands. yeah. Rhino X and fucking Samurai Hentai. Mm-hmm. There's one where it's Ryu and it's like Street Fighter characters just
Ken?
Having sex with
Ryu
each other.
Ryu and Ken?
Yeah, no, it's Ryu and the bitch with the fans.
I was either, I started off, I wanted to get a shirt. The next shirt idea is Tailspin Baloo fucking coconut broad drag Baloo from the King Louie scene in Jungle Book.
Now, explain to me sort of the backstory there. Is that all happening in Baloo's head?
No.
Is he beating off? Or
well,
two
I wanted to
guys?
Get. I wanted to get. Initially, what I wanted was either on either bicep or either ass cheek, mm-hmm. Tailspin Baloo, and then coconut bra drag Baloo from the
That's
King
right.
Louie scene.
That's right. Me also me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tweet that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
The two
worlds. Genders.
The two worlds. Yeah. That's the two genders. Is Tailspin Baloo and coconut bra drag scene. King Louis seen Baloo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah.
You should. I vote for ass cheek, by the way.
It would be a good look.
Yeah.
Know?
Oh, yeah. I would love to see that. You know that porn angle where it's just the guy's ass and his balls for some reason? Mm-hmm. And you can just sort of see the woman's thighs and feet, and you don't really see any of her?
Yeah. It feels like a hack thing to bring up. Like, I feel like I've heard other people talk about this, but it took a while for them to stop doing male face close-ups in pornography.
It really did.
These just do like and then
just
get
cut
a shot.
To the guy being like, oh
yeah, a shot of the guy enjoying himself.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to see that yeah. at all, man.
Nobody wants to see that.
And never.
Who's that for?
Closeted gay men
yeah,
who
probably. I mean, I don't think you're closeted if you're.
But then why are you watching straight porn?
Oh yeah.
Imagine being that far in the closet.
Oh yeah.
You know,
maybe it's for those Kinsey fellas.
Although, if you wanted to fuck a man's ass and he's plowing the woman, maybe that's who that ball angle's for too.
Yeah,
you're seeing a ass kind of open,
sneaky Sammy. You know, sneaky a guy who likes to come in yeah. while you're fucking a girl, and you're like, this pussy feels great. Wait a minute. And he's like, hello.
Hello, boys.
And he's fucking your ass.
Whoa, dude, that's. What's that? What's that one? Not the Houdini is already something.
Yeah.
What should it be called?
Well, the Houdini is what is that one again?
Yeah, it's like you and your friend switch real quick, and then you're fucking outside of a window.
Oh right,
it's rape. Well, the Houdini's rape.
Yeah, the
which
woman.
I think is
the
also
woman has
a
to
Schumer joke.
The woman has
a
to be
joke.
Yeah, the woman has to be facing a window.
Yes, which there's a lot of logistics in those.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that's a privileged thing that you would assume people have access to a window in their apartment.
A window large enough, a bay window.
Some of us don't have windows, and we don't have friends either.
That's right.
You need a first floor apartment.
That's true.
Or to pull that off.
Or one of those window washer things. Mm-hmm. You know, at first I was going to say the clamps, but that's not a real guy. The spider, you know, the guys that'll try and climb 100-story buildings every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like that the premise of that is you and your friend have to have the same dick.
Same exact size dick. Yeah. And you also have to kind of like the rhythm. You have to really catch it just right.
Right. I don't think – is any – like how? What woman is that out of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
that she doesn't know?
No.
Unless she's drugged, in which case like
– it's already rape. Yeah,
yeah,
there's
right.
eight different layers of rape involved here.
Yeah.
That's another good punk band. Eight layers of rape.
Eight layers of rape. Also, the Houdinis.
A good dip. Also, yeah, the Houdinis. Eight layers of rape is another...
Yeah, a nice casserole.
I feel like we were talking about something before that.
Were we?
Porn, this the guy's is... ass. Why were we talking about porn? Did I bring it up?
Yeah, no, yeah, you did. God damn it.
Do you want to move the recorder closer to you?
There's
buddy?
No... We don't have a table. Oh, we should address, too, that Adam is... Adam
in
is in
L.A.
Yeah, he had to go to Los Angeles and cancel doing the podcast so he could hang out with Brandon Wardell, who cucked him, who hang out cucked him.
Yeah, yeah. He told him he was in a fight with his girlfriend. Right?
What a fucking asshole!
That was a real dick move for sure.
Yeah. I don't mind. I don't mind even saying that publicly because if you're gonna do something, you know, that rude to a friend, even a fucking piece of shit friend
like Adam.
Adam,
like a gay guy, like a gay bitch like Adam. Yeah.
Adam got some bad news recently, too. I don't want to put his business out there, but it turns out all those jokes you were making about
his dick being really small.
Well, him being gay, was...
It's true. The test came back.
Yeah.
And he's medically homosexual. So we're going to start a
No, he did get some bad news, though. I guess
we talk about that?
No,
I feel like
I mean,
we should.
Well, no, I mean, just, you know, take it easy on Adam, I guess. We don't have to go into his business, but yeah. No, he got some pretty bad news.
Mm-hmm.
He's been banned from Israel.
It sucks, man. He was just trying to go to the Hooters in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, that was his safety country, was Israel. In case he's no longer welcome in the United States.
Damn.
Should things go according to plan. So, yeah, we're doing the podcast in Eldis's room.
Yeah, we're in Eldis's room. He's in Paris right now. He did not give me permission to use his room.
He's in Paris, huh?
Mm-hmm.
By himself?
No, he's with his girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, it would be funny if he went by himself.
Yeah, that seems like a thing he would do.
Yeah, he went on a crepe tasting tour of Paris.
I love the Eiffel Tower. I can't wait to meet the Eiffel Tower.
Have you been to Gay Pally?
Yeah, he rents a bicycle and his pants get sucked into the spokes like Homer when he's a clown when Homer has to be crusty.
Fuck. Yeah, so yeah, it was very nice, and we've already fucked it up pretty good with stuff, but he can suck my nuts as far as I'm concerned.
Amen to that.
So yes, we are in Eldis's room. I just took a fat shit in his bathroom. He's got a private bathroom.
Amen. Why is that the thing they say in the Bible?
Oh, interesting. I never thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty good evidence that Jesus is black.
Mm-hmm. Because only black people say amen.
Well, you know, I mean, like,
amen.
Amen. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's all. I don't need to be convinced further than that.
That's true. Yeah. Done and done.
Mm-hmm.
Although, wouldn't he be like Egyptian looking or some shit? Would he really be black?
He was black, dude. Jesus was Black Panther.
Oh shit. I haven't seen that. Have you seen the movie yet?
No, I'm gonna tour. I buy most movies now, but I'm gonna steal that one. I was making myself laugh the other day. It's like
That one, huh? That one specifically.
I was making myself laugh the other day because it's like I was gonna go see Black Panther, but I hate all that Marvel bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was gonna go by myself, and it's like I should probably be high for this.
Sure.
And it's like, well, it's Black Panther, so I should probably smoke crack instead of weed.
In a dashiki, smoking crack.
Smoking crack in a theater.
Woo! Wakanda!
Yeah.
Goddamn, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should go. We should hit up Harlem, you know?
Yeah.
Smoke crack in the shikis. Go to Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Just like one of those white guys that goes way too hard into trying to, like, you know, patronize black people.
Right.
What is up, my brother? Just high on crack. Yeah.
Blessings, my brother.
I cannot wait to see Black Panther. I'm on crack right now.
As a gesture to you and your people.
I started smoking the beautiful rock. Africa's beautiful rock, like the mother diamond that gave birth to us all. Beautiful crack rocks.
We are all brothers and sisters and children of crack.
Mm.
Mother crack rock. We all, the first man smoked crack.
That's the circle of life, baby.
Yeah, man. The earliest man was from Africa and he smoked crack.
Yeah.
It's fucked up what they're doing in those crack mines in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Forcing young Africans
to mine it. That's the real blood diamond.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crack.
Mm-hmm.
The blood diamond. A guy's asshole. A gay guy's asshole.
Yeah.
I was going to see, that's where we're really missing Adam, because I was going to say the blood, out of habit, the blood diamond, I was going to say Adam's asshole, but he's not here.
Well, it's important that I stay focused, because I can't have this be a shit episode and then people think that Adam is necessary to the show. The problem is that we just went and got all that shitty
barbecue. We had a beautiful day. We had a nice day.
It was a nice day, but that barbecue is fucking terrible.
We really loaded up on brisket, shitty brisket, and burnt ends.
I don't want to say the name of the place. Because you know what? I gave like a glowing review to the smoke joint, and then they followed me on Instagram. So I forget the people actually listen to this show.
Right. Yeah, we shouldn't trash it, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. I didn't go to the smoke joint.
No. Let that... On the record, the smoke joint's good.
Although I will say, if you are in Queens and you want barbecue, you should go to John Brown's Smokehouse rather than the place we went.
Yes.
So there's only two barbecue places that I know of.
Yes.
One of them is god-awful. And if you wind up there, you should make sure you let your waitress know.
That Nick Mullen, a guy she will know.
Yeah.
We had a beautiful day, though, and it was nice, dude. It was that weather where I realized, fuck –
It's not going to be cold. I'm going to have to be fat in less layers soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm jealous. Now all the working out that you do that I was calling you gay for.
Yeah.
It's about to come in handy,
dude. It's going
to
pay off, dude. Yeah. Sun's out, guns out. Right around the corner.
Fuck. I got to get big guns, dude.
Yeah.
How do I get my arms big and nothing else big, Nick?
I mean, you just do curls.
Curls?
Yeah, curls and like rowing, I guess. Okay. Rows help. Heavy rows and then move over to curls.
I'm just going to fucking curl, dude.
Nice pump.
You're going to catch me in a fucking beater everywhere I go.
Why don't you just stick your arms in that tube, the dick sucking machine I got you?
You think that would help?
Yeah, for sure.
Just cock pump my arms?
Yeah.
Ooh, does it work for muscle, biceps as well?
It should.
Okay.
I mean, theoretically. Man, I am fucking sleepy.
That fucking barbecue really hit your ass, huh?
It did. I just checked the time to see how far we are.
We've done 3.5 minutes.
We've done 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah. I felt like we had a hot first 5 minutes.
No, too. We're doing good. We're fine.
I had something I wanted to talk about specifically for Cumtown, but
what are these dumbass books that Eldis has?
You want to roast those butterfly stories?
Well, he's got 100 Years of Solitude, which, like, not a bad book, but you should have read that when you were much younger, Eldis. You're 37 years old. Fucking idiot.
He's 29.
Butterfly Stories.
That does sound gay.
Yeah.
I will admit.
A book that just says Karl Marx on it.
Does it for real?
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty funny.
And then Psychoanalysis and Psychopathology.
Whoa.
Damn. Eldis is trying to be smart.
Yeah, he really does. He should lean into being a fucking idiot. Because he's just as stupid as I am, and I'm very stupid.
Yeah.
But he likes to pretend he's smart.
Mm-hmm. You know. I also like that he hides his scale under his bed.
Like, oh, he has not looked at that for a while,
like
my friend.
It was a gun.
My man has not fucking hit the damn scale at all. He's getting fat as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's getting fat, except me.
Yeah, it's annoying. I wish you were fat again, dude.
Yeah.
You were humble and sad when you were fat.
I know.
Now you're a peacock.
I am.
You're peacocking. You got your feathers out, dude.
I gotta be hot, dude. That's my main mental focus. It's not on writing bits or making sure the show goes well. It's maintaining.
Being sexy as hell.
Being hot and maintaining hot status.
When was the hottest you've ever been in your life? Do you remember?
When I was like 23.
Did you fuck a ton at that age?
No, not really. I'm just kind of always in a relationship, I guess. So.
But yeah, and you don't want to let the hog out and run, do you?
I don't like it's. It's kind of a burden. It's like a drag to just fuck all like a bunch of different people.
Yeah, it does get emotional.
It's fine. Yeah, it's not
draining.
Emotional. It's just like it's just fucking annoying. There's like all
a lot
the
of logistics,
extra,
a lot of texting.
You realize if you fuck one person, you're fucking a lot more
for sure, and it's better quality fucking as
to
well.
To have to like every time just be like, so what do you do?
The and first
like,
time, yeah.
I was doing that. I was like fucking. You know, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, like, read. Some girl sent me, like, some paper she wrote in college. She's like, read it. Let me know what you think. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We met on Tinder.
The price to bust this nut is far too high.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah.
I see, dude.
That's what I'm saying. That woman should be in jail.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna get what's coming to her, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry, pal. Mm-hmm. We sent some goons over to her house.
Yeah. Some of our Miramax friends.
Hey, you want to be in movies? I saw an article where...
I wonder how Harvey Weinstein's doing in sex rehab.
Yeah, the way they cure it, it's kind of like a fever, where it's like you have to feed a fever.
My man looks like he also needs Chex rehab. You know what I mean? Been eating too much Chex mix,
too much
Harvey.
Chex. Take that, Harvey.
You sexy bitch.
Oh, he's so hot, dude.
He is, dude.
Yeah, that's your body idol, right? You want to get to that point.
Oh, did you see Dane Cook lately?
Yeah, he
looks identical to Harvey Weinstein.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which
is so funny because he was like the comedian that takes his shirt off.
Yeah.
And he wasn't ever in shape, really. He just wasn't disgusting.
I think he had like a run of being sort of in shape. All he did was work out. Bobby used to tour with him back then, back when Bobby was like in shape. Bobby's had the most hilarious bodies of all time. Because he used to actually be ripped. And now he's fat as hell. But he said there was a run where he hit, because Bobby lived in LA with Dane Cook and they would like run up the canyon or whatever the fuck, whatever canyon's out there that everyone runs. Yeah, and then he was ripped and shit. I mean, he probably fucked a ton back in those days.
Who, Bobby?
No, I mean, Bobby, yes, but Dane Cook. He was the first guy to fuck off MySpace. Maybe the only guy to fuck off MySpace.
No, I fucked off MySpace. You did? Everyone fucked
you
off
You fucked off MySpace?
Yeah.
I was late to the MySpace game. I didn't trust it. I thought it was like a scam. That's how I didn't have the internet at all. Yeah. Like my fan, like I was like, you put your picture on it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
How about a character named Shane Cook instead of Dane Cook, okay. And they fuck kids?
That's good. Wow, that's really good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What else, man? What other Dane Cook characters?
Bane Cook. He's like,
yeah, you something about the dark
BK.
Yeah.
The BK lounge.
You merely adopted the dark. I painted it all over my face.
He also does blackface.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
pretty good.
That was the first design for Bane.
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy who's got a bunch of chocolate all over his mouth.
It was simple, dude. Yeah. It's streamlined.
Yeah, it would be great if there's a scene where they pull off Bane's mask and he's got big lips, big fake lips.
Just Kylie Jenner lips? Yeah. That's why he talks like that?
Yeah, it's just lip gloss. Just got huge DSLs out of there.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah. Hey, yes, Batman.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Batman's like, I'm going in my pants.
You weren't prepared for this.
That's a secret weapon. He just gets Batman hard and horny as shit.
But I call Bane. Yeah. Big Angela.
Put the mask back on. I'm afraid I can't do that, Batman.
Big Angelina Jolie lips.
Just saunters over. What do we have here?
Yeah. The character's name is Brain. And he sucks dick.
Oh, fuck. Just in the middle of Dark Knight, or whatever that movie was called, it's just a 7-minute scene of Bane sucking his cock POV. Mm-hmm. And then it goes right back in.
When Gotham is in ashes, then you have my permission to come.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's good, man. I love Brain.
Yeah, dude.
Brain's my favorite. And then instead of Joker, there's Jelker.
Yeah.
And it's the Joker, and he's obsessed with getting his dick longer and bigger. And you want to see how I got my dick out this hard?
And then his friend, instead of Two-Face, it's 2 inches.
Maybe we should listen to the Joker. No, we can't listen to him. Maybe the Joker's got some idea. No, my dick's fine.
Rachel! She could never come. It's my fault. I could have done more. I could have hit the back walls.
Oh, fuck.
How about instead of Two-Face, it's Two-Race?
Nice.
Half blackface.
Yes.
And he's like deciding whether or not to kill Batman. He's like, it's not up to me. And then he flips a coin. It comes back on the scratch side. And he's like, shit. I'm about to bust a cap in your eyes. Harvey, you're better than this.
Fuck. Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And how about this? Gay Alfred.
Master Wayne, I just want to suck you off. Ever since you was a little boy, the only thing I could think about was sucking you off. When your parents died, I made a promise to them that I would suck you off one day.
Oh, yeah, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some other. Oh, this is a Batman. Now I'm going out of the movies, but there's a Batman villain named the Clock King.
Oh, well, that one's
the Cock King.
Yeah,
the Cock Ring.
The Cock Ring. Yeah. What about the guy who has that puppet? You know that guy? It's like
the puppet.
I don't remember what the guy's called, but in the animated series, he's like the boss is the puppet. The mob boss is the puppet.
That sounds sort of familiar.
Nah, fuck him. Forget Penguin.
Penguin.
The Peg-Gwin.
Peg-Gwin.
And then he gets pegged.
Peng.
Scatwoman.
Scatwoman.
Yeah, yep.
She's got a bunch of shit in her pussy.
Yeah. She's exactly.
exactly like Catwoman.
What do you make of it, Batman? There's a bunch of feces all over the diamonds. Looks like it was Catwoman. She tried to sneak them out in her pussy, and they fell out because it's too loose.
Yeah, very good, very good.
Poison Ivy, what do we got?
Poison HIV.
There he is. It's just a gay guy in green, in a green shirt. All right.
Dr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
He was a doctor.
He's not Dr. Freeze?
No, he's not, is he? He's Mr. Freeze.
But he's got an accent, so he's Mr. G's. And he's like, I can't wait to G's.
Yeah.
My wife is dead, so I have frozen all of my G's. So I can make a baby when I bring her back. He's freezing gallons of his own cum. In the hopes that he'll be able to bring his wife back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we got all the meat off that bone.
Where are we at on time? Oh, good.
Fuck that.
18 and a half minutes.
That was fucking good, though, man.
Yeah. No, there's still a couple more.
You think we got a couple more?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think you realize how many stupid Batman characters there were.
Yeah, those are just. Did we do the Riddler? Not yet. The Diddler. Is that too easy? Yeah. Mm.
Child molester.
I mean, it's just the Riddler, but
the N word.
Yeah, but it ends in ER.
Yeah.
Well, no, it ends in LER.
Oh man, that's a really funny word. Yeah. I'm imagining it, and I do want to. This is the most I've ever been tempted to drop an N-bomb on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, it's like his thing is he goes into the bank and he says that, and people are like, "What the fuck did he just say?" He's like, "It's not the same word."
Technically, I'm okay.
Yeah. And they're like, "I don't know what to do," and he's like, "Well, give me the money."
Oh, it's a white guy. It's not, who says it?
And then people can't figure out.
Yeah. Technically, it's not it.
Riddle me this, Batman. Am I allowed to say this? He's like, I don't know.
No.
I don't know. Is that a bad word or not?
Just dropping a very strategic L in the middle of that word. He has it written all over his clothes, too.
He's wearing like FUBU tracksuits.
Just say it.
The Blankler.
Fuck.
Okay.
Fuck. Sex Luthor? No, that's
Superman, but I like Sex Luthor. That's just a black guy named Luthor.
You know what I'm saying? Superman is I'm trying to bust.
Just a cool bald black guy that loves fucking Sex Luthor.
And it's like he harms Superman by having a bigger dick than him. Superman's only weakness is still having a white dick. Despite being able to fly. He's got x-ray vision, but he's still got a cool 5.75.
Damn, that would suck, being Superman with a little dick. And listen, man, 5.75, there's nothing really that wrong with that size dick, you know, just in general. I'm just saying.
Well, for Superman.
I mean, just in general, though, you know, you're right.
Yeah, I do like how they're like, the average dick is 5 inches.
Right. That's counting children or something. I don't understand
that. Of course,
That's wild.
It's counting women.
Yeah.
They measured all the women's dicks, too.
How little are some people's dicks? I mean, that's wild.
I know. That's insane.
I can't imagine. I mean, I feel like I'm right on the borderline. If I missed a fucking centimeter of cock, I would feel horrible.
Oh, do you measure in the metric system?
Yeah, of course, dude, because there's more numbers. It feels bigger.
Oh, right, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, of course.
That's smart.
I have a 40 dick.
My dick is 40 long. Women ask me how big my dick is, I answer in degrees, in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, in Kelvin.
Yeah. It's not very big, but it's very hot. Yeah. That's what women like, a nice burning dick.
Mm-hmm. I tell them how much potential energy my dick holds.
It's like the Olympic torch.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to get fucked by all of the Zimbabwe national bobsled team.
That's right. They're back. What about Commissioner Gordon? What is he?
Commissioner Horden.
Horden.
He's a whore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a prostitute.
Commissioner James Corden.
Come Eachener Gordon.
Come Eachener Gordon. Just a big bowl. He's eating it with a spoon.
Yeah.
Come into my office, Batman.
Yeah.
You don't mind if I have lunch while we talk, do you?
He turns around and Batman's gone, and he was like, "That's the rudest guy in the world." There's just cum all over his spilling all over his "I love cum" bib.
And he just like opens a can that looks beer, but it's cum.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's yeah. We're not gonna top cum Eatsoner Gordon.
Oh, man. It's like, I keep thinking, like, oh, we're not going to top that bit, but then another one comes
up. Yeah. Well, listen, if you think of one at any point, just say it, you know?
Yeah.
But I really can't. Well, there's... What other Batman villains were there?
The Scarecrow.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. The Cheryl Crow. Cheryl Crow is just a Batman villain.
Stop! That music sucks.
Turn the fucking music off.
That shit is fucking gay.
I can't think of a single Sheryl Crow song.
I wanna suck off the sun.
Oh, is that her?
I think so.
All of those women I combined into one person.
Shania. Shania Twain.
Shania, I know.
Because the
you make me feel like a woman.
Shania's got some jams, dude, and that I think we probably I don't know how we
Shania's also like a true salt of the earth, blue collar, toothless,
she's sexy,
Appalachian
dude.
Woman.
I want to fuck her. I don't. Is it respect you much? That don't impress me.
That
much.
Don't impress me.
That
much.
Video when she's in like I think a like a leopard bodysuit or maybe I'm remembering that, but I definitely beat off to a
she
lot of Shania
Twain. She doesn't
Twain.
Have teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that, dude.
I might be confusing her with Celine Dion.
She's probably a toothless Montreal bitch, right?
Yeah.
Celine?
Yeah.
But no, Shania's sexy, dude. I definitely crank the hoggerino to that.
Yeah.
Who else, though, when you're saying all those women, who else are you thinking of? Ooh, you know who else I beat off
to? The fucking God Was One of Us bitch, Meredith.
Oh, I don't even know who she is.
Yeah, whatever.
You know who's sexy? Is. Natalie Imbruglia.
Natalie, no, I know her because she's hot as shit.
She's hot as.
But like Alanis and.
Oh, yeah, I guess Alanis.
Sheryl Crow and fucking Fiona.
She's hot too, though.
Apple.
Fiona Apple can get the salich.
Tony
Braxton.
Yeah, Tony Braxton.
Another lady I beat off to.
Yeah.
Big old juicy tetonas.
Yeah.
Who else? I was thinking of someone else that I beat off to.
I'm thinking about Cum-Eachener Gordon.
Cum-Eachener Gordon is probably the best thing we've ever said, dude. Batman, come in. I'm just warming up my cum.
His just mustache is just filled.
He can't even move his mouth sometimes. There's too much cum. It's like when you eat too much peanut butter.
Oh, fuck.
1 second.
Oh, shit.
Put a little cinnamon in there. Just putting it in the microwave sometimes to switch it up. He's got cum popsicles also. He just eats it in every form.
Just up there by the bat signal spotlight, just drinking a big gulp full of cum.
a crazy straw.
A big gulp thermos. God damn it, Batman, it's cold out here.
Sometimes he's got it in a little flask. Yeah. And he has to really shake it to get it out of the fucking little hole.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, just at someone's funeral, drinking cum out of a flask.
Cum eats in her Gordon, baby. That's the best character. That's the best comic book character there ever was.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that one got me good. I can't tell if people are going to enjoy listening.
Listen, man, I don't give a fuck. This gave us Cum Eatsoner Gordon, and that's all, dude. I mean, even Brain, the very beginning, was pretty good.
Oh, man, now I know why we need Adam on the show.
to derail Vince. Because without Adam, well, maybe Adam's problem is that he derails him too quickly. He just needs to wait a little bit.
Well, I don't know. Who's going to listen to an hour of two people laughing like retards about
gummies in our garden? Yeah, you're right. All right, let's talk about something else.
Fuck, dude.
How about that guy they caught in Montgomery County about to do a school shooting?
I didn't see that.
Here's what they caught him with. So he brought a gun to school, right? Uh-huh. And they were like, all right, we got to check this out. And they caught his ass. They went to his house and found 15 grenades, a detonator for C4 landmines, a tactical vest, a fucking AR-15, and just like a list of grievances. Also an Asian. Would have been another Asian school shooter.
Oh, damn. We're due for one of those.
It's been a while.
That, I guarantee you an Asian is going to set the record.
It's true.
We're going to have another Asian, and they're going to like make Steven Paddock look like just a loser.
Absolutely.
You know, they're going to make him look like a really just uncool.
Well, this motherfucker had landmines. He had a detonator. He was going to set off fucking bombs under the school.
That's bad.
That would have been honestly cool. I mean, it would have been fucked up, but pretty cool. I mean, imagine my landmine. And he had a list of grievances against students and teachers.
Was his list of grievances like, number two, good luck chicken. Number three.
There was a part of the
grievances. Number three, garlic pepper sauce.
Part of the grievances were the lunch special. Like, they were slightly cheaper than the other grievances. Yeah, yeah.
We also found his manifesto hidden inside of a shitty cookie.
Fuck. Yeah, dude. I don't know. That shit's wild.
Damn. You think he was doing it for Chinese New Year?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That would have been a pretty good show.
That was his Chinese New Year resolution? Work off all that dog he ate over Chinese Christmas?
There he is. All right. Hell yeah, baby. over Chinese Christmas.
Before anyone tries to write a letter to the president of our network, me, to get me fired, you should know two things. A, I specifically wrote in a no firing myself clause.
Oh,
so I could never
smart.
I could never be forced
into
to step
the definite real documents that we have for this I guess company. I don't know.
It is a company. I'm a corporation now.
Nice, dude.
You and Adam got to get your own corporation. So yeah, that's what the accountant said.
I'll make my own corp.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's all have corporations.
Hard dick enterprise.
I started using QuickBooks this month.
Ooh, my man's
let me tell
nerd
you something. Not very quick,
uh-oh,
folks.
Take that, Intuit.
Yeah.
You fucking pussies.
Yeah.
Eat my nuts.
You know, they fucking Intuit lobbies the federal government to keep taxes complicated
course,
and shitty.
Because they're pieces of shit.
So they can keep selling shitty software.
You know how mad they would be if it was just a simplified...
Yeah, if the government just did your taxes for you.
Right. If they're like, we're just going to take 10%.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck it is.
It's way more than that.
Yeah, it's so much more.
Yeah. That's why it is like, I do believe that, you know, we need wealth redistribution or whatever.
Yeah.
Rich people should pay more in taxes. But this idea that, like, rich people just don't pay anything, and it's like they pay more in a year than you will in your entire life.
It's wild, the amount.
Yeah.
The amount that goes out. Also, why is self-employment tax so high? You get fucked in the ass just by not being a part of your fucking system, man.
Yeah, well, that's why you need to do an S-corp, and then you don't pay that shit.
A suck corp?
Yeah.
I do have to do that shit, man. Fuck, I don't want to do that. Taxes are gay, dude.
No, anyways, Asian shooter is
gonna be,
that's going to be the next one.
You think so? Has there been, what are we missing? Has there been a black school shooter?
Yeah, but that happens like all the time.
That's just regular. But school shooters have to be at least...
Oh, they have
I'm talking more
up
than one.
He's got if for a black school shooter to count as a school shooter, he's got to be into Dragon Ball Z. He's got to like go around the school trying to go Super Saiyan as he kills the kids. Otherwise, it's just a
regular day in Chicago or Baltimore or wherever the fuck.
Yeah.
Although they don't kill a ton of
people. There was a school
shooting
in Philly a couple years ago. It was like a. And I remember doing a bit about it because it's like, you know, a school shooting, you're like, it's so tragic, but then it's Philly, so you're like, well, at least they're in school. You know?
Yeah, sure. The fucking, what's that word? The not relinquent.
Delinquent?
Not delinquent. A truancy.
Truance, yeah.
Yeah. You were probably a truant.
No, not really.
You didn't skip school?
Not often. I mean, not like... an excessive amount.
Really? I saw. I would see you as a skip school kid.
No,
you just went and didn't do shit.
Yeah, I just didn't do shit. And then eventually, I just dropped out.
Right, right, right.
But
the ultimate truancy.
Yeah, it's like I didn't mind being in school. I kind of liked the social aspect. I just didn't want to do work.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah.
It got to a point where it was like, I'm like failing everything.
Right. So what am I even doing here?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I liked hanging out with people. I enjoyed being. I mean,
a bully.
No, not a bully.
No, but...
no, I mean, I still am like a faggot myself. But,
sure, of course.
You know, I liked. No, I mean, that. Like it was like. I enjoy, like, I got into, I mean, you know, you start doing comedy because you're, like, funny in school.
Right, that's
but,
true.
But, like, I used to go to school, with, especially in middle school, with the mentality of, like, I gotta try and be.
I gotta crush.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, I definitely had bits I was working on in middle school and shit.
Yeah.
Whenever you could make fun of a teacher, you get him. Mm-hmm. I remember one of my first.
When you make a teacher laugh, though, that's, like, damn, that's big leagues.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Yes. There was a big titty teacher, Miss Warner, who I made laugh all the time. I think maybe I told a story where I had to do a presentation on the way rain worked, and I forgot about it. And
so you just got up to the front of the class and you just pissed yourself?
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
I literally not that much different, dude. I forgot about it until that morning, and I think I was the Pillsbury Doughboy for Halloween.
Yeah.
So I had a chef's hat and I wrote God on it. Uh-huh. And then I took pieces of paper and I ripped them up, and I took a bag and I wrote rain on it. And then I just like went to the front of the class, put a God chef hat on, took the paper out and sprinkled rain, and I was like, and that's how condensation works. And she just laughed, and I passed.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fucking. And she had some big old titties.
I was in seventh grade, and I can't remember the name of the teacher, but like we were learning.
Miss Warner
like,
was mine.
The Holocaust, and I said I forget how we got to it, but I said something about like, man, it's like fucked up that they killed like a gajillion Jews or whatever, and I used like a fake number,
you know.
And like, or like I said, like six gajillion or something,
yeah.
And I forget how I did it or what I
right.
what the specific setup was, but the teacher just started laughing and she had to like apologize.
yeah. I mean, that is a hilarious thing to just kind of be a fucking shithead teenager about. I was like, sorry, six gajillion Jews died, bro.
Yeah, a way to disrespect the Holocaust, which is something that's very important.
Sure, man. You gotta have values in your life.
Yeah.
And that's one of mine, is disrespecting the Holocaust whenever possible.
How about a Batman villain that's just the Holocaust denier?
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The revisionist.
6 million is too many, Batman.
I don't give a shit. I literally don't care.
Maybe 100,000, perhaps.
Fine.
Okay.
Just give me back Rachel.
Not until she changes her name to something a little less Semitic. Like Julie, perhaps? That's a nice name.
That's a good name.
Why don't we name her Julie?
Julie or Ethel.
I will continue to deny the Holocaust until all of the Gentile girls have Gentile names. I don't want any more Christian Sarahs walking around.
Oh, Sarah's a Jew name. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn. What language did they speak back then, dude?
Hebrew.
But, I guess that's true. Yeah. But it probably sounded fucked up.
Yeah.
But how did we keep the names, you know? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
you get what I'm getting at. I don't got to explain it further. I definitely know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Also, they were probably like cave people, right? That was like 6,000 years ago.
What do you mean?
Like the Jews of the Bible. They were probably like 3 feet tall, like basically gorillas.
Yeah, I guess they probably look like aborigines or something.
Yeah, they're probably like little as shit, hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, the pussy hair was wild, you know?
Yeah, man, that's some wild-ass pussy hair. Yeah. I love that shit. When that shit looks like a goddamn fucking, like a retarded boy went to town on a piece of Velcro. You know what I'm saying? He's got his fucking saliva in there, pieces of candy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A big old retarded up piece of fucking...
I mean, they probably smelled horrible, too.
Yeah.
No bathing?
Well, people smelled horrible until, like, the 1970s.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of Greek people still smell horrible.
Yeah.
How about that homeless guy we saw?
That guy was so intense.
Crazy-ass eyes, dude.
Yeah, he looked like Adam Duritz.
Oh, yeah. But like with Rasputin eyes.
Actually, he looked like a homeless person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Adam Duritz looks like a homeless person.
That's true. Yeah.
Did you see that message that Adam Duritz sent to Asha?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
It was wild. Imagine being famous and still being a bitch. That's gotta suck, dude.
What, you mean like a famous woman?
No. Like being a pussy, I guess.
Oh.
I was gonna say
there's plenty of women that are in like movies and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, imagine women that were famous. No,
imagine
no, no.
Like a famous bitch.
No. Like bitches.
Like Michelle Obama.
Yeah, yeah. Queen Latifah just.
No, those are different people.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how did I thought
Michelle
you become...
Obama was married to Barack Obama, who is Queen Latifah.
Oh, I thought Queen Latifah was the honorary you give the black first lady.
No,
they become Queen Latifahs. Queen Latifah.
Yeah, does Queen Latifah outrank Michelle Obama?
Like it's close.
Yeah. Does anyone use the name King Latifah?
That's a good. She's a lesbian though, right?
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean there can't be.
That's
a king.
True. Oh, that's true. Her brother's King Latifah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Would it be King Latifah?
King Latifah.
How about I'm Queen Latifah X?
Oh, that's good. Yes. I want to get Queef Latifah X in there somehow.
I came up with the best drag name the other day. I don't know if it's somebody uses already, but I want to start doing drag as Carmen San Francisco.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm happy with that one.
Rice-a-roni, you just get Rice-a-roni comes out of your ass?
Yeah, dude.
Hmm? The San Francisco treat?
Yeah.
Why is Rice-a-roni the San Francisco treat?
I wrote a joke like my first year in comedy about Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat. I'm pretty sure that's HIV.
Why is that the treat?
Yeah.
Penis should have been it, dude.
You want to know? I don't think I ever did that on stage, but
that's stuck with you.
The idea of a, you know, like a commercial for HIV, and it's just some guy riding a trolley around. And it's like, I have AIDS. The San Francisco treat. Ding ding.
Fuck.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Was that in San Francisco?
Suck my dick. What's that?
Was that in San Francisco?
Yeah, downtown Detroit.
It was for real?
I don't know.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, where is Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Dude. Yeah.
Maybe it's a beautiful
everywhere.
Day here in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's a beautiful day here in Vidor, Texas, home of the Ku Klux Klan. And as we leave our doors unlocked and walk down the streets in racial harmony. Me and Mr. Trolley know that the white race will never be threatened again. That is, unless King Friday has anything to say about it. Folks, we're starting off at Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, but let's try to get to Mr. Rogers' America and then eventually Mr. Rogers' world. Some folks will say this is genocide, but... Children, we're just doing math. It's just subtraction.
If 12.5% of the population is black, well, it's the perfect number of people in America.
It's not even racist. I mean, Thomas Malthus will tell you himself, we just can't feed all of these people. What are we supposed to do? Kill every chicken in the world? They don't work that hard. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I want some fucking. They've got to have already started alt right or like racist ass children's programming, right?
I don't think so.
That it seems like a no brainer. There wasn't there like two.
What, you mean like Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, just watch that show.
Yeah. I feel like there was two like little blonde girls that had like cutesy songs about Hitler and shit.
Yeah, Prussian Blue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they were. That was like pop, right? Like racist pop?
Yeah, and those girls eventually like let, because their family was making them do it. It was like, they were like the Phelps daughters.
Michael Phelps' daughters?
Yeah.
They made him swim?
No,
the
Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah. Wait, that was, I thought that was Jerry Falwell. No, that's a different church?
No, Westboro Baptist Church is the Phelps family.
Oh, yeah, Fred Phelps.
Fred
right?
Phelps, yeah, Shirley Phelps Roper, or whatever the fuck.
Whoa. So she had a hyphenated name, but
yeah.
Still thought that yay people weren't.
Yeah. Well, this is because she was proud of her. She's from the Roper family who invented lynching. She didn't want
to. So she was more racist than she was subservient to men.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. I do like, it is funny to see like women in like that those communities want to be respected.
Yeah.
It's like you're against like every other, why do you think these dudes are going to be chill with like women like getting, having careers?
Yeah.
In the racist workplace. You know what I'm saying?
I think they want women to have the job. In the ideal, you know, Nazi, Reddit Nazi world, the women go and work and then they come home.
The men game.
The game.
Yes, 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 yes.
Gaming.
You're right. You're right. How could I forget?
Yeah.
When
the reality is neither gender should work, you know?
That's true.
You should just move in with her parents. Have her dad pay for everything.
That would be fucking chill.
Yeah.
I want a sugar mama, dude. I've said this before, but I would like to be taken care of like the pretty bitch that I am.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. What was that thing about Nazis?
What thing about Nazis?
Oh, we were talking about the homeless guy going to jail. Oh, that was just a conversation we had outside. Yeah. Oh, a homeless TED talk. Yeah, that guy. Because it looked like he had the intensity of a...
Oh, yeah.
The guy about to give a TED talk.
Right, yeah.
He's like, why are we just shitting in the Starbucks bathrooms when we should just be shitting in Starbucks? Like, why don't you shit homeless people just shit in Starbucks? You know what I'm saying, man?
I wonder, you know, because it's like, because of all the injustices in this world, how many of these homeless guys could be, you know, the next Elon Musk?
So true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these guys could be heroes. One of them could be the next I, Tanya. But because of economic injustice, they have to live outside. We're missing out on our next Peter Thiel, our next Mark Zuckerberg. It could just be some bum.
Well, yeah, and if you just shit...
What if God was one of us? Dun, 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 dun. What if that bum was Elon Musk? Trying to launch a shopping cart into space.
That man, homeless Elon Musk, launched a Key Foods bag full of human shit into space. His most prized possession. A Mountain Dew 2-liter filled with blood and piss on the moon.
Yeah, I don't get why people were mad about that.
About the car in space?
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is creating space pollution. It's like,
who gives a fuck?
I don't fucking care.
I mean, it's just kind of lame.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, well, you know, he did it because of his own ego or whatever. And it's like, yeah.
That's what everyone, does everything.
Yeah, you don't have a socialism blog because of your own ego.
Yeah,
and
you don't
all
care.
Those Twitter followers and
right. Hey, in socialism, do people get to see how many followers you get? How many retweets your fucking side screenshots got?
yeah.
Anyways, what was I gonna say though about the homeless guy going to if you just shit in a Starbucks, you just end up in jail, which, like you pointed out outside, it's basically a home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's fucking perfect.
I did point that out. I made the extremely insightful point.
It's a good point. There's no problems in jail. It's a utopia.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, you were saying it's like every little kid thinks that. It's just like, right. Why don't you just
commit a crime?
Yeah, you go to jail. Get your fucking hole stretched out for fucking stealing some bread to eat.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh boy. Now I'm getting congested, too. I hope I'm not getting sick.
From what, dude? Too much barbecue?
I don't feel sick, but my nose is kind of jammed up here. Maybe I should clear my nose out with a little...
little something?
Yeah.
A little Drano? A little nose Drano?
A little weed, if you know what I mean.
Nick tapped his nose.
Yeah.
And snorted.
Yeah, I gotta do some weed later.
I gotta snort. I gotta chop up some
weed. Yeah, if you pardon me, I gotta go look at child pornography in the bathroom. They're like, yeah, you know that's worse than cocaine, right? Oh, is it? Oh, I thought cocaine was one down from looking at child porn.
Damn. Yeah, that's how you get your fix. What if just looking at child porn and you didn't like it, right? But you looked at it and it did the same thing as cocaine. Would you look at child porn? But it was free.
Wait, you mean what if I looked at child porn and it made me look at child porn?
No. You go to the bathroom and you open up a picture of a kid.
I was making a joke about what cocaine.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And you looked at a picture of a kid getting fucked real quick, and it made you feel like you just did some good ass coke. Would you look at child porn?
No, that's just being a pedophile.
No, because you're not getting horny.
Yeah. You're not into child porn, but you look at it and you get this incredible rush.
Of blood rushes to a certain part of your body.
What kind of hypothetical is that? Adam's right, man. You really are bad at hypotheticals.
No, dude, I'm saying it makes you feel like you did coke, dude. Come on, man. Look, whatever. You spend money on coke. I'm gonna be doing it for free.
You don't
looking
like,
at child porn. All right. You
don't like looking at child porn, but you look at it because you have to because you're addicted to it. What do you do?
You get into a bad mood if you don't live. It's been too long. Your energy level dips.
Right. You do it because you can't forget the 80s. Back when you had a sitcom. Back when you were on Rodney Dangerfield's Young Comedian Special. And now you just moves from city to city trying to get younger comics, impressionable younger comics to watch YouTube videos of your act from 30 years ago.
Of Johnny Carson smiling at you.
In the green room. But not because you like it, but because you're addicted to it.
Because it feels like drugs. Here's something else I saw. There was a photo of a guy on Valentine's Day at a restaurant sitting across from his wife's ashes. He was just crying in this restaurant.
That's great.
That's like, what a bummer for everyone else, man.
That's
like,
the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
He was like crying. It's like, imagine you're just trying to have a Valentine's Day lunch and you just see a guy and there's like a glass of wine for it and shit. It's like, come on, man. I'm just trying to have a fucking Valentine's Day.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's brutal. And then where does it stop? Do you fuck the ashes?
I tell you what I'm doing when my wife dies. Going straight to GameStop. Am I right? It would be funny to, I would just like to dress up like real autistic like, you know, but like a Zelda shirt tucked into your sweatpants and then walk into GameStop with an urn and just start emptying it all over.
Just bumping into shit and then like flies out.
No.
On purpose.
Just waving the ash.
This is where she wanted to be buried.
Yeah, it's like, this is what Eric wanted.
Like, oh my god, that's so fucking funny, dude. Like, what are they?
They can't stop like, you.
Sir, please.
You're autistic,
dude. Rich. That is funny as shit. We should literally do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
That would be good, dude. Yeah. Just how would they even react? I mean, they'd try and stop you, I guess, but. You get arrested? Oh, man.
That would be worth getting arrested for, I think.
Yeah.
But let's pass the idea on to Christian Weston Chandler. Maybe Chris Chan could do that.
That's true.
He likes getting arrested at GameStop.
Yeah, oh, yeah. What did he get arrested for?
For macing an employee. He ran into the store in drag, by the way, because
awesome.
He's trans now.
Oh, Chris Chan is trans.
Yeah,
because
he was furious that they changed the color of Sonic's arms in the new game.
Are you fucking kidding
me? Yeah, because his arms used to be tan, but now I guess Sonic's arms are blue. And that's
oh, so
not,
he's blue the whole way instead of having different colors.
Yeah,
color. Gotcha,
tan
gotcha.
Arms. And so he went in first with a blue marker and tried to correct it.
Incredible.
And they tried to stop him, so he maced the employee and ran, and ran out of
that the fucking rules, actually.
Yeah.
I give him a lot of credit for dude. Like, we talked about having like ideals and a code. That man lives by his code.
Wait,
dude.
Hold on. We talk about having ideals and a code.
Yeah, we all talk about it. We sit around and talk about that.
Well,
in
the royal, you know, in my mind, I'm a samurai.
The royal we, you know, like us in general.
Yeah.
But Chris Chan, really.
Yeah.
To be willing to go to jail because you maced the GameStop employee.
Yeah, I don't think he was willing to go to jail so much as he didn't consider the consequences of his action.
Oh, you don't think
action.
He thought? Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he's got to be like almost 40 years old at this point.
Brutal life.
Dude,
that's
I remember,
a brutal
because I've been following Chris Chan since I was like probably 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm like 29 now.
Yeah.
And he was 20. Yeah, he's 40 this year. He's got to be 40 because he's like he was 26, I think.
That's
when
brutal.
I like found out, or maybe he's 24.
That's either way. Any way you slice it, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Man, that man's been being trolled for almost 20 years.
What a life. Yeah. He lives with his parents, probably.
Yeah. Well, his dad died. Bob, Lumberjack Bob.
Bob Chan.
Yeah, Bob Chan. There's an audio recording of him like cyber, like having phone sex with some girl. But not a girl. It's a 13-year-old boy pretending to be
right,
a girl.
Right, of course. Of course.
And I don't know how this recording happened. Either they were doing it over Skype and then Bob comes in. He's like, what are you doing on there? Get off the internet. I'm cutting it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, Dad, no. Unbeknownst to him, he's having phone sex with a 13-year-old boy pretending to be a woman. A 13-year-old boy pretending to be a woman to troll.
Yeah, at that point,
a grown
you are having sex. You are sort of having gay sex.
Yeah.
As a troll. But, you know, respect.
What a funny world. I'm so glad that the internet used to be like that. Instead of like, let's all pretend this journalist is good at stand-up.
Right. Let's all tweet like, can you believe what this guy does now? You moron, you absolute fucking idiot. Donald Trump tweets like that's going to matter.
Yeah. Yeah, you just get verified on Twitter now if you're blocked by Donald Trump. No, it's seriously. There's people that are verified and they've done nothing else than have a tweet to Donald Trump that's like, you, sir, are an ingrate. And then they get retweeted like 30,000 times. And they're like, yeah, let's verify this person.
Hell yeah, dude. Damn, I'm about to get verified. You know what, Twitter? And I know you're listening. Jack, verify me, please. You know?
Jack is what? He's like the Tom of Twitter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember
he's
MySpace
in everyone's top 8. Oh, yeah.
Hard to believe that guy turned out to be a pedophile also.
Did he?
Well, basically, and I don't know this. But basically, anybody whose name is a company and then their first name is a pedophile.
Interesting, interesting.
Subway Jared.
Makes sense.
You know?
MySpace Tom.
MySpace Tom.
Twitter Jack.
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. Sure, that was TJ Miller's birth name.
Yeah.
That's why he did rape.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Chipotle Eric.
Yeah. Chipotle Eric does sound like a rapist.
Chipotle Eric was smuggling children in his ass across the border, which is a type of fucking them.
Technically, yes. Their dicks were inside your ass, technically speaking. So, a child fucked you in the ass. Tom cashed out, though, dude. He sold MySpace to Fox for like 500 mil when no one was fucking using it.
Yeah, and no one is still using it.
Respect, I know.
What the fuck? Like, what? I don't understand that purchase.
I think they thought they were going to rebrand it. Remember they tried to rebrand it with like Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
It was going to be like a music place. And it's like, no, this fucking sucks dick.
Yeah.
I think it's still up, right? You can still go to your old MySpace page, probably.
Yeah.
Damn, I wonder what mine's looking like.
How about My Race?
Okay.
You know.
Does that have anything to do with white supremacist Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, probably.
That's his online presence.
It's a beautiful day on the internet. It's a beautiful day on the internet.
Now, children, this is someone we call Pepe.
Yeah.
And whenever you're feeling sad, post this picture. Teaching them all the Pepe memes. Damn, that sucks for the Pepe guy that made Pepe.
Matt, what's his name?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is, and I didn't read the fucking comic.
Matt Fury.
So it seems like it sucks dick.
Well, the
imagine if your art was taken over.
It's not bad. Boys Club is it's okay. I remember because I was a fan of it. Like 10
no, I know.
Years
I
ago.
Mean, it's I heard before the alt right shit that like it was a good thing.
It's not the funniest shit in the world. Where Pepe got popular, that specific comic is pretty funny. Like the dog or something. The dog, you know, it's just like roommates, but they're like they look like animals,
right?
And one of them walks into the bathroom, and like the guy who's Pepe is like at the toilet, and
his ass cheeks out, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He says it feels good, man.
Feels good, man. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, and then that became a meme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember iMeme?
iMeme.
That was a way to listen to music.
Was that like a deaf girl named Irene?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Yeah, like,
yeah, do you remember her? We all used to have sex with her.
She's just like, yeah, you're just showing her your dick, and she points to herself and goes, I mean. You're like, shh.
You're like, yes, meme.
Keep it down. I don't want anyone at the deaf school to hear you.
You're whispering even though they're all deaf.
I'm very bad at taking advantage of the deaf children.
But you're wearing brightly colored clothes that everyone can see.
I'm walking around the school completely nude, tiptoeing. Shh. Bum 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 bum
bum bum bum bum bum bum. You rappel down from the ceiling completely naked. Ah, fuck, dude. Damn, bro. That barbecue's actually starting to hit your boy, too, as well.
Well, I think we're good, probably. Can you see what that says?
I cannot.
105?
Let me see right here.
I think we're good, dude.
Let me get the fucking... I'm having fun, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, 105. Do we have any reads or anything?
Nope, not this
week. Fuck, I should plug Philly. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, a couple of you were DMing me. The ticket links are up for the show in Philly at the Good Good Comedy Theater, March 17th, Saturday. There's an 8:30 and a 10 o'clock show. Two shows. Let's sell those motherfuckers out. Hey, all I'm saying is Wardell did three shows, so come on. Are we going to let Wardell do more shows than me? Or are we going to buy tickets?
Yeah, you know Wardell can suck a dick. He's a fucking asshole.
Also, I think we're doing Funny Moms the 26th.
And then March 22nd, I'm at House of Blues in Boston.
Oh, hell yes.
So if you enjoyed all of those Batman characters.
Come eat Senator Gordon.
If you enjoyed Come Eat Senator Gordon, be prepared for Kamitsuner Gordon's one-man show. His one-man play.
Ah, fuck. Kamitsuner Gordon rules, dude.
Yeah. Called The Dark... Not The Dark...
And don't forget about the
Batman.
The Beepler.
The Beepler.
The Beepler was good, dude. We had some stuff, dude.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Guys, we had a lot of fun on this show, but if you or someone you know is suffering from an eating disorder, please don't hesitate to call the eating disorder hotline. And someone will talk to you and take down your name and send you a nice big old Hot Pocket or something.
Oh, yeah.
Really help
a really tasty one.
I remember there was an episode of Doug where Patty Mayonnaise has an eating disorder. And then
really?
The episode ends and then they have her like be like, you know, eating disorders are a serious issue. But it's like the cartoon.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Also, she's skinny as shit. She never like
gained
weight.
Yeah, they all were. Yeah, just draw her fatter.
Yeah, give her little titties.
Yeah.
Give Patty Mayonnaise a couple titties, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. Why are you making that bitch look like disgusting ass lesbian Pepper Ann?
Hey, man, come on. Don't say that about Pepper
Nobody Ann. Wants to fuck Pepper
Do
Ann.
Do not. Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann has a big old fucking bush.
Yeah.
Pepper Ann has a hairy ass pussy.
Pepper Ann. Pepper Ann. She's got red hair, so she gives people head. Pepper Ann. She's not cool, but people hang out with her. Pepper Ann. This is what happens to you when you're a girl with red hair.
Pippi Longstocking. I feel like I wanted to fuck her when I had a crush on the fictional character of Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah.
And I still like braids a lot.
Pippi Hogstocking.
Yes! Woo!
Pippi Dongstocking. Pippi Dongstocking?
Pippi Dongstocking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well.
What was Pippi Longstocking's deal? She was real strong.
Yeah, she was like a fictional character.
She was a fictional character because I remember my grandma used to make me watch Pippi Longstocking videos, and I also wanted to fuck her because she was strong.
Me too. There was something about her.
I wanted to get beat up by a girl sexually.
Just dominate you, hold you down, and suck your little dick.
Just fucking like tell me I can't say any of the stuff I say.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like that for a nice change. I've talked about this before, but I feel like there's got to be strong women who are jacked, who hate fat people so much, but that sexually they want to just dominate a fat guy.
Yeah, I just want a nice girl that'll stick a gun to my head, you know?
Richie Aprile style.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jan is sticking that gun to his head.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. I don't want the gun, but I do want... I don't know what I want.
I used to work with an old woman named Janice, and I would...
when
I was
with
the BSO.
Yes,
yes. Janice, and I would just see
the
if
ball sucking organization.
Yeah, yeah. I would.
When you're the number one ball sucker, employee of the month every month,
no,
Nick Mullen at the ball sucking organization.
That's not true. In fact, I was fired for insubordination. I would sometimes I would see if I could sneak it in if I like. So if I needed to ask you, I'd be like, Janice? And most of the time, she just had no idea I was calling her vaginas.
That rules. What about the times that she figured it out, though?
I don't think, because it's such a bizarre thing that there's no way that I could be calling
like,
her.
Right. She just like looks at you weird. Yeah. She's like, yes?
Yeah.
A classic move, my friend Gina.
Vagina?
They literally took down the name tags in our dorm freshman year, because every time they gave Gina a new one, we just wrote vagina on it every single time, to the point that they just had to stop giving her one.
Yeah.
So take that, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, take that, college.
Yeah.
Police.
Yeah, you RAs. I did get busted smoking weed. The RAs did take your boy down. But anyway, listen, Pippi hog sucking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the note to go
titty,
out on, man.
Titty hog sucking. Too titty, far?
Titty hog sucking.
Man,
just a couple of titties with red hair sucking your dick. The nipples are mouths.
Nipples are mouths. I got to go to sleep, dude. I don't feel well.
All right, buddy.
Good night.